Welcome to the Hat Trick, brought to you by cricketbetting.com. That's cricket-betting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show focusing on the IPL. It's a double hat trick as we have two IPL matches for you this week and the best bets for those games. It's Punjab Kings versus Rajasthan Royals and the IPL Clasico, Mumbai Indians versus Chennai Super Kings. We've got Manish on stats. We've got John Wright as the former odds compiler giving you all the angles and insights. And you've got me on specials this week. Ben is away. Our bookie is 1xBet as the prices we're discussing. And they go 2.11 Punjab versus 1.76 Royals. Let's get straight into it, Manish. What do you got on this game? Any particular stats that might provide an angle for us?
Yes, I think RR have been the best team so far in both batting and bowling. Riyan Parath, Sanju Samson, they are the two of the top four batsmen so far, and they're scoring above 155 strike rate. Chahal, Berger, Bolt all are among the wickets, with Chahal at the top tied with Bumrah with 10 wickets. Yuzvendra Chahal has 19 wickets in the last 10 matches. So for this match, I see RR written all over it. For Punjab, the problem is not their bowling, it's their top order batting. Arshdeep Singh, Rabada, Sam Curran, Harshal Patel, all of them have got wickets. It's just that their top batter is Dhawan, who is scoring at 125 strike rate and just 152 runs so far. Ashutosh Sharma, Shashank Singh, they're doing all they can to win them games from improbable situations, but as long as Punjab's top order doesn't score, they have no chance winning against RR.
Yeah, it's a bonkers actually manage, isn't it? When you've got that talent in the top order, like Dhawan and Bairstow and Prab
Livingston,
Singh, and
yeah.
I don't want to single out Prab Singh actually because he keeps being put in positions where he has to come in and hit from ball one. But really, they should be able to really cut loose now because they should have faith lower order is going to get them out of a hole. It's
Exactly,
just
yeah.
not acceptable. They're going too slow.
They're just too slow at the top. And as you said, Livingston, Bairstow, Prabhsimran Singh, all of these guys have the potential, but they have not clicked so far. So hopefully they click here and wins again for Punjab.
Yeah, John, Rajasthan Royals beaten last time against Gujarat. I mean, I suspect that was due to the dew factor, due to the dew in Jaipur. Are they the best side or are they flattering to deceive?
Definitely the best side in the tournament so far, as Manish says. I think they're all round, I think their Indian contingent has been the surprise pack, well, not surprise package, but they've definitely come to the fore. I mean, Parag, they've given Parag that four spot, haven't they? And he's grasped it with both hands. I mean, he can bowl a few overs. I mean, when India are looking for this sixth bowler in the World Cup, you wouldn't rule out him. I mean, he's striking the ball unbelievable. He's got unbelievable form. I think they always thought we had potential. I think it's fair play to the RR management giving him that four spot, and he's, as I say, he's grasped it. Jaiswal's not getting any runs. I mean, when Jaiswal gets runs, I mean, then you're looking, well, where's the weak link in this side? You're right. I mean, I expected them to beat GT. I mean, they looked like they were certainties to beat GT. The bowling at the end was a little bit, the fact they only bowled two overs in that game was a bit strange. I think they missed Berger. They definitely miss Sandeep Sharma. I think Sandeep Sharma is the link, the key pin in that bowling attack. But as Manish says, when you've got Ashwin, you've got Chahal, they've got a lot of bases covered. So I would give, like Manish, I would give RR the benefit of the doubt for losing that game, the last game. So yeah, I mean, they do look at the moment for me, they looked at the strongest side in the tournament.
Yeah, we were talking off air, John, about Mumbai who've come back into things, and you said they're wholly reliant on Bumrah, and they're going to be hugely popular in the market going forward. But Rajasthan are playing a totally different game, aren't they? Because they're very heavy on spin.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that going to make a difference, do you think, towards the end of this tournament? Spin and Rajasthan have got so many options, Maharaj, Ashwin, Chahal, and other sides like Mumbai don't really. Sunrise, of course, lost, went into Hisaranga. Is that going to be the difference moving forward?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it might not be the case at Wankhede. I mean, I think spin will, possibly won't be a factor there in the Mumbai versus
CSK.
CSK game. CSK, I think probably Mumbai, you know, I think they're slight favourites of the game. They've got every chance to win that game, so I don't think spin will be a factor. But definitely at other venues, I mean, their spin has been very, very. And I think if you look at the sides that are struggling in this tournament so far, like RCB. And Mumbai, you know, I think it's the fact that the spin options is pretty low. But I do like Mumbai. I think Sky coming back into this side gives them that little bit, you know, that ignites them. You know, Tillip Varma. I think the batting's fine. You know, the batting's fine. You got Rohit and also Ishan Kishan. I mean, he looked lost in the first two games. He was undercooked cricket wise. But now he's sort of really hitting his straps. I mean, in the last game, he's scoring at an unbelievable rate. So I think the batting's not a problem. I think that if they're failing, could be the spin option. Because if you remember last year, Ed, Piyush Chahal bowled very well throughout the whole of IPL, and he hasn't really featured so far this term. And I believe he was dropped in the last game.
Just going back to Royals versus Punjab and name checking Jaiswal 3.50 for a 50 with one. XBet 4.04 top bat. We criticised Kohli, Rohit, a bit of Hardik last week. We were absolutely right about Kohli. But expecting Jaiswal to come good at this stage and putting my specials hat on, borrowing it from Ben, I think there might be some value in those prices. I want to come to standout bets for this game before we move on to MIV CSK. John, what's your absolutely one standout must-have bet for Punjab versus Royals?
Well, I've got two bets, but my standout bet will be RR to win the game. I think 170 is very, very fair. I actually think Punjab was a little bit unlucky in the last game, to be honest with you, because I think they bowled very well against SRH at the top of the order. They got their overseas big guns out, didn't they, early? And it was only the latter SRH batting that got them to a substantial score. I like Arshdeep Singh. I think he's the best bowler out of that seam quartet. But I'm going to go with RR to win the game. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt of that blemish in the last game, and I think 170 is fair, and I think they'll win it. They'll win in Punjab.
Mash.
The good point about Punjab's slow starts is that they have had higher opening partnership in terms of runs. So Rajasthan Royals scored just 12 runs average in last 5 matches, whereas Punjab Kings scored 33 runs in last 5 matches in the opening partnership. They are slow at the start, but that helps them score more than the opposition at the in the first for the first wicket, especially with Dhawan being there at their top batsman scoring slowly. So I would go for highest opening partnership for Punjab Kings at 1.9. I think there is value there.
Great stuff. That is all about risk and reward. That is a theme of IPL 2024. Teams or players not taking risks doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to score runs.
Exactly.
My standout bet for this one, I'm going to go with John actually, but I'm going to have a caveat whether if Sen is playing for Rajasthan Royals, we do not bet them. But if he is out of the team and maybe we've got Sandeep coming back in, I think Royals are our favourite at 1.76. Got a big red line through. Sen on his data. Thank you very much. Another hat trick coming up for you now. Don't forget to check cricket-betting.com for all the IPL betting needs throughout the tournament. We've got one more game for you. It's the big one. It's Mumbai Indians versus Chennai Super Kings. One XBet go. Mumbai, short favourites for this one. Marginal favourites, but Chennai going off around about 2.08. Manish, sum this one up for us in terms of size of match. And who has the edge on the head-to-heads?
I think whenever Mumbai plays Chennai, it's always a blockbuster. It doesn't matter whether it's a knockout game or a league game. And they have such a neck-to-neck record against each other. Like they have played 36 matches so far against each other, with Mumbai winning 20 and CSK winning 16 of them. If you look at their average scores, batting first, batting second, they are so close to each other. There's nothing separating these two teams. Their average runs against each other is somewhere around 155 in all those 36 matches. If you look at the toss, in the 36 matches, they have won equal number of tosses against each other with equal percentage of toss advantage of 33%, meaning if MI wins the toss, they have a 33% more chance of winning the game. And same for CSK. So there's nothing separating these two teams. They're doing well. CSK have started really well. Mumbai is coming into their element. As John said, Surya Kumar Yadav's entry in the team has really reignited them. And then there is the cheat code that is Bumrah, who is bowling exceptionally well. So I think, especially given the venue, at this venue, Mumbai have won seven and CSK have won four games out of the 11 played between these two teams. So that's where I see a slight edge to Mumbai. But I think the toss will even that out. And I feel the team chasing the target here has a bigger advantage than the one that is going to score the runs up top.
Yeah, Surya Kumar Yadav, who's come back into the side of duck in his first game and then just blazed a 50 superbly to take down Bangalore. Of course, typically I was on him for man of the match. I think he struck at 270. Can't believe that wasn't even in the running, but that was because of the cheat code that is Bumrah, as you say, Manish.
Right.
Sky is 4.5 for top Mumbai Indians, bat 3.75 for a 50 with one expert. Perhaps the latter is the way to play because it rules out Ishan Kishan perhaps and Hardik, who are finding form with a bat, and Tilak as well. John, and we're going back to this spin theme again. Mumbai really struggled against spin last season against Chennai, and actually spin did them at the Vankhede headache. 5 wickets for Santner, and Jadeja won Chennai the game. Toss is crucial. Dew is potentially a factor here. Do Mumbai have to chase here?
Yeah, possibly they do. Yeah, I mean, I agree totally with Manish. I mean, the game looks a bit of a coin toss, and you'd have to just shade Mumbai just on the fact that the game's at home. But you're right. I mean, the toss and whoever bats second, I think that the odds will change when that's determined. Yeah, I just think with Mumbai, that I know it was only RCB, but that chase down, was emphatic, wasn't it, really? I mean, they've just chased that down with 5 overs to spare, and it probably could have, if they wanted to, they could have chased it down with 7 overs to go. It was emphatic. So I actually believe that just a little bit of impetus is with Mumbai. But the bowling does worry me, Ed. I mean, if you actually take out Bumrah out of this bowling attack so far in IPL 24, it's a bit of a worry. I mean, he's so head and shoulders above everyone, isn't he? I mean, he's come on to bowl at difficult times. And he's not even going for a run of ball. When you look at the stats, I mean, especially with the advent, I know it's our second season now, but the advent of the impact player, it gives batting sides a further option to go hard at the start, doesn't it, Ed? And that's why we're seeing a lot of runs. But if you look at Bumrah's stats, you wouldn't think that was the case. It's just obscene. I mean, he's by far the best bowler in the tournament, and he's really carrying that Mumbai attack, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the thing is, Mumbai will be able to make it to the playoffs. So you've got a guy who's going at, under six and over. There's a 4 overs where they swing the game so often. I might think Chennai have been underrated unfairly here, particularly given what they did to Mumbai twice last season. As I said, they did win Chennai at this ground thanks to spin. They won the other head-to-head. I think Mumbai should be a little bit bigger given what's happened so far, and it's about smarts and brains, IPL rather than muscle with the bat and just 4 overs from Bumrah. But I think Chennai might be the value. Let's nail your colours to the mast, please, then, with one bet and one bet only for this IPL El Clasico. Manish, what are you going with?
Yeah, as you discussed, I think toss is going to be a factor here. And I think CSK 2.1 is a very good value given the start they have had in this IPL and the bowling. I understand that MI have scored 200 runs in 15 overs yesterday, but it was against the bowling attack that forgot to turn up in this IPL. And I think Chennai have a much better bowling attack compared to RCB or any other team for that matter, except for RR, I guess. So 2.1 for CSK win, I think there is a good value there. And if they win the toss and chase, I think CSK have a very good chance. So 2.1 for CSK win.
I think we're going to get some consensus here on the hat trick. I'm going to nip in and tell you I think Chennai are the value again for those reasons that Manish has just given you. So that's my standout bet. So we've got double consensus on Royals with John and I, and we've got double consensus on Chennai to beat Mumbai from Manish and I. Can we make it a hat trick, John, on Chennai to beat Mumbai?
I could tip Chennai. I think I agree with you guys. I think they're definitely the value. They're definitely overpriced. I do think it's a bit of a coin toss, the game. I can understand why Mumbai are slight favourites being at home. I mean, if you, I suppose in this game, if I'm having a bet, if you actually look at the stats, you've got to get with Bumrah somehow. I think he's 3.25 to be top wicket taker for Mumbai. I think if you look at the stats, I mean, it's totally wrong, isn't it? I mean, the only caveat to that was that the players might try and just see him off for his four overs, and as you say,
Exactly.
go hard against the batters. So I'll go with that. Jasprit to be top bowler at top wicket taker at 3.25. But I don't, as I say, the caveat to that is, he could be, they could just see him off and say, well, we'll just take stock of those four overs. But if you look at the stats, I mean, that is probably overpriced, isn't it? Because he's so head and shoulders above everyone in that Mumbai bowling attack.
3.25, Bumrah to be top MI bowler with one XBet. All those prices was with one XBet for the hat trick. And it was brought to you by cricket-betting.com. Check it out for all your IPL needs. This is the one-stop IPL betting shop. We're back next week for more incisive analysis, all in nice and short time to help you get your wages on. We'll see you then.